אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 405.
We're reading in the writings of בעל הסולם, the freedom article. We're continuing from the title The Law of Causality. You can ask questions in our website and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yeah, continue the law of causality.
It is worthwhile taking some time to grasp such an important thing, meaning how we exist in the world as beings with a self, where each of us regards himself as a unique entity, acting on its own, independent of external, alien, and unknown forces. And in what this being, the self, becomes revealed to us. It is true that there is a general connection among all the elements of reality before us, which abides by the law of causality, by way of cause and effect, moving forward. And as the whole, so is each item for itself. Meaning that each and every creature in the world, from the four types, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, abides by the law of causality, by way of cause and effect. Moreover, each particular form of a particular conduct, which a creature follows while in this world, is pushed by ancient causes, compelling it to accept that challenge in that conduct and not another whatsoever. This is apparent to all who examine the ways of nature from a pure scientific point of view and without a mixture of bias. Indeed, we must analyze this matter to allow ourselves to examine it from all sides.
So it's clear to us that everything has a reason, and this thing that came from cause and effect because of the previous reason, and that's the way everything just revolves from that first point that also had a reason, and whatever was before it, but we don't know what was before it. We start seeing from that point and onward, till this day, with us and all of reality. And after we do anything, we can also recognize the forces that are working on us and the way they are helping us advance and how we become from the result, from the previous reason to the next result and so on. Meaning this law of causality works on everything. It's the law, the general law, that includes all the laws of nature in it. All the laws of physics, chemistry, whatever you say. Because what do we learn all in all? We learn this law of causality. The way things come together, taken apart, the changes between forces, materials, whatever. It's the law of causality. How one thing causes something to another, how it comes out of that and causes a third thing, that's all we study. And that's what he says here, that that's upon us to concentrate and learn. If we understand the essence of this law of causality, we'll understand the foundation to all the laws of nature, corporeal, spiritual, as one. I don't see any questions for now, so let's keep going.
So we're in the title, Four Factors. Bear in mind that every emergence occurring in the beings of the world must be perceived not as extending existence from absence, but as existence from existence, through an actual entity that has shed its previous form and has robed its current one. Therefore, we must understand that in every emergence in the world, There are four factors where from the four of them together arises that emergence. They are called by the names A, the source, B, the unchanging conduct of cause and effect related to the source's own attribute, C, its internal conducts of cause and effect, which change by contact with alien forces, D, the conducts of cause and effect of alien things, which affect it from the outside. I will clarify them one at a time.
So in this way it covers everything. We have some reason. From this reason there's a result. So there's a cause for the reason and a cause for the result. And all the actions between them, they cause all the results. If all in all we see these four stages, that this is how from one cause an effect comes out, from one reason a result. So by that, we cover all the laws of nature that works in a place where we want to see it, where we want to study it. That's why he gathers all this into four causes. And really, there can't be anything else, because we have the place, the matzah, the source where it all comes out of. We have the unchanging conduct related to the source's attribute, the internal conducts which change by the conduct with alien forces, that it comes, and the fourth thing that comes from external causes. And I'll clarify them one for one. So we'll see in a second what goes on here. We should go deep in this, because from this we can draw these things upon us. We'll know what happens with us because we're in this. Wherever we can be as a cause for an action, or where are we a result of an action? Please. So, the first reason, the source, the first matter, A, the source, is the first matter related to that being. For there is nothing new under the sun, and anything that happens in our world is not existence from absence, but existence from existence. It is an entity that has stripped off its former shape and taken on another form, different from the first. And that entity which shed its previous form is defined as the source. In it lies the potential destined to be revealed and determined at the end of the formation of that emergence. Therefore, it is clearly considered its primary cause. Again.
Maybe again.
The source is the first matter related to that being. For there is nothing new under the sun, and anything that happens in our world is not existence from absence, but existence from existence. It is an entity that is stripped off its former shape and taken on another form different from the first. And that entity which shed its previous form is defined as the source. In it lies the potential destined to be revealed and determined at the end of the formation of that emergence. Therefore, it is clearly considered its primary cause.
Yes, that's how we can see things in each and everything, where you have the source, meaning the point from which some being starts existence, which is in itself also a result of something. But in each and every process, we can say, from this moment on, we're starting to count. And the point from which you start counting is called the source. Yes? Wait, we have Asia? Asia.
Rav, I want to ask a question. Sorry, I don't know.
Please, please.
Okay. I want to know the difference between the law of root and branch and the causality. What's the difference?
It's the same thing, you can say. It only depends on how we interpret it. There aren't many laws in reality. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we learn them as the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's two forces, the force of bestowal and the force of reception that work mutually on each other, and they establish reality in the connection between them. There is no reality in one force of the Creator. There is no reality only in the will to receive of the Creator being, only in the communication between the two starts being born this reality. That's the reason for all the laws of nature, both corporeal and spiritual. That's it. So what's your question again?
Okay, ask for the root and the branch and the cause and the consequence. But we do say, okay, from Creator to us, it's like we call it the 10-step road. And what's the difference from above down to us, and then from us climb up? What's the difference? What's the laws?
The difference is that these are the same degrees. It's the same degrees, but from above downwards, it's the diminution of lights. And from below upwards, it's our vessels, as much as they can adapt themselves to the lights. But basically, it's the same degree. Each and every degree we have a relation from above downwards and from below upwards. When they meet in that degree, we have a meeting between the light and the Kli. That's how it is in each and every sphira of the 10 sphirot of the Patsuf. What's the difference? It's the will to receive that acts in every state, but the relation between the light that has done such and such degrees from above downwards and the Kli that raised itself to resemble the light as it ascends from below upwards, this builds the Kli, the light in each and every sphira of the Patsuf. Then it turns out that it's as if we always have new spheres, new lights, and it's only from one desire and one light, meaning the will to receive and the will to bestow, working on each other this way. There is a difference between when the qualities come down from above downwards and the qualities that rise from below upwards, because one is from the whole to the incomplete, that's from above downwards, and from the incomplete to the complete, that's from below upwards. And the difference is essential. One is the Creator and the other is the Creator being. I don't know what else I can answer you, but it's nice to see you. Okay, we have Moscow too.
Rav, что такое первичный материал?
What's that initial material, the source?
The initial source material, the source, is the will to receive, created existence from absence. That's the opposite form of the light of the Creator, and this matter exists only because the Creator wishes it to exist in an opposite form than Him. That's the first matter. The point of shattering there, well, we're gonna talk about it in the future. Let's not be confused here. Azerbaijan.
Рав, доброе утро. Товарищ спрашивает, говоря о причинно-следственной связи.
A friend is asking, when we speak about the cause and effect, what's the reason that he's concealing himself?
To give the created being an opportunity to exist and to be independent. Baltia 2.
Baltia 2.
Is it so difficult to reach them? Baltia 2. Do you have a question or not? Why don't they hear us?
У нас не стояло вопроса, мы не знаем, в чем причина.
Зубая.
We didn't have a question, we don't know.
It's a problem. Why you don't know and we don't know, so why did you have a question mark?
מיום ליום יש יותר ויותר תקלות.
Every day we have more and more problems with this. Everyone has to work on this. It really disturbs the lesson. Tel Aviv
3.
What's the participation of existence from absence on everything that happens?
Existence from absence is the primal material that has been revealed. It's from nothing, from absence, meaning nothing was there previously except for the desire of the Creator. And this way it starts developing and existing. That's it. And that's our whole matter, is the will to receive. It didn't exist in reality, but this way it's only being revealed now.
This material, it's imprinted in him, every Havaya like this?
Yes, it's hard for us to say that this exists on its own, because it doesn't. You must have, inside the will to receive, you must have the will to bestow. That's previously, or it's from the Creator. And upon this will to bestow of the Creator, the will to receive is born, existence from absence. If you wouldn't have this preparation, if you wouldn't have the Creator's will to bestow, the will to receive would not have been born. Because the Creator created it in order to do good to it. That's why it always gives life to it in its desire to receive, to receive, to receive. It's leading the will to receive to the perfect state when it resembles the light, and that's how it exists. This is why the cause of the birth of the will to receive is the Creator's love to it. And it's rooted within the will to receive. This is why we may see him ultimately equalizing itself to the Creator and reaching absolute love.
Beseder.
All right.
Rehovot.
Rehovot.
Lo shonim.
We can't hear you.
In that source, there's a destination and a desire at the same time?
Focus group.
Yes, focus group.
Question from a student from Israel. Bala Sulam writes, a source that has let go of the previous form and took a new one, which is different from the previous one, and the essence that got rid of the previous form, that's called a source. What is the source in our world? What is that essence?
Anything you start counting from, you can call it a source. Anything. Because you don't have, in truth, something which is the source before your eyes, which you can take in. And there is no such a thing. The real source is only the Creator's desire to do good to the creature, from which, from this desire, begins the will to receive in the created being. You call it the created being. But we don't have this thing. We don't have it. It's only if you imagine it this way to yourself.
And what is the essence he mentions here? The mentions that lost its previous form.
Yes. What is this essence that changed its form, previous form? Its essence, the essence was the love of the Creator, from which the will to bestow emerged to that creature as a result of that love. And from having this will to bestow, What you should do with this will to bestow is to create the will to receive so it can bestow onto something. The Creator doesn't need anything. He only needs the will to receive in the created being so it can bestow onto it. But in what degree can you bestow on it when it doesn't know anything, it doesn't want anything? You have to develop it to be in the same degree as the Creator, so it can understand the depth of the Creator. That's why the will to receive from this primal matter, it's only the will to receive. Without any understanding or feeling, it starts developing more and more. Okay? Peter 2.
Доброе утро всем. Раф, вот мы сейчас прочитали, там, где я нахожусь,
Hello, everybody. Rav, we just read that wherever I am, I understand there is a connection of cause and effect. And we said that these connections are revealed without us understanding. So how should we understand them, or is there no need to?
How can we understand the order of cause and effect? We learn this. We learned this just as now. We talked about the cause and effect, about the primary cause, which is the will to bestow by the Creator to the created beings. You can ask, okay, so what was there before? Where did the will to bestow of the Creator come from? So we say, because this force is the absolute force, having no deficiency, owing nothing to no one, the nature of good is to do good. And the only thing that it misses is to express its goodness. Meaning we already start from a clear and special discernment that because the Creator is whole and the nature of the good being whole is to disclose its wholeness, that's why creation began. That's the reason of creation, to do good to the creatures.
PT 19. When he says that the creation is pushed by previous causes, what are those previous causes? And I have another question.
Hold on. There are many questions here. This primary cause for the creation is the love for it. Love. It's written in many places that love is the cause of creation. It's the cause of man's birth.
Now, this whole system we've been talking about, what pushes it? There's a Rishimo here or what?
The same love.
Is there a Reshimo in the middle?
Reshimo is already, it's not that love that comes out from the Creator acting towards the created being. It forces the created being to develop. As I said a few minutes ago, the Creator cannot just let go of creation in the middle. It has to give it love. Giving it means that the created being feels who it's getting from, what exactly is he receiving, what depth it's receiving. It has to develop for that. Otherwise it will be nothing. It will be just like a small grain of what will he feel? The Creator has, shut up. The Creator has to develop the Creator being until the height, till it reaches the height that is adapted to the Creator. That's why even though these two forces are opposite, they're equal. Otherwise, you cannot express love. Now you can ask.
Meaning, when you say that the purpose of creation is to reach equivalence, a form of love with the Creator, that's what he wants us to reach, because...
Of course, because there is no state, there is no higher feeling than love. That's what the Creator wants the created being to have, but calling for this feeling in the created being is only possible if the created being itself, without any influence from the Creator, it can reveal it from the Creator wanting to love Him.
So it's not what we know in this world, right?
What do we know in this world? What in this world? You in this world revealed your beastly love rather than the spiritual one, because it's all for yourself. And upon this love for yourself, you can already build love to the Creator. It's from the opposite, by restriction, masach, and ochozel.
Love is the quality of bestowal?
It's expressed in bestowal. Love is love. It's an emotion. It's a feeling. And in what way is it manifested? It's by the action of bestowal.
It's nice. I like...
If you could be more patient, you would hear it a long time ago and more deeply. Kazakhstan.
Доброе утро, Рав.
Привет.
Спасибо большое. У меня вопрос об основе. На сегодня вот.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. I have a question about the essence.
Я жил этим материалом.
As of now. I came here, but I have some foundation. I'm trying to build it in dissemination. What foundation should we build this on? To shake a person up or build upon what he has?
No. We must not cause anything bad to another person. No. Only to do good to the creatures, only to do good in a way that you may help people. Only this way do you explain it to them. Otherwise, no. It is written, don't put an obstacle before a blind man. If what you're about to tell a person will ruin his life, you must not talk this way. Only under the condition that he may advance to a better life. This is why you see that the wisdom of Kabbalah is waiting for humanity to advance, develop, and discover that it's incapable of advancing and living in a corrected way in this manner. And then the wisdom of Kabbalah will be revealed as a method for better life. But God forbid, not for worse life.
Again.
Yes.
На сегодня, если я свое старое не разрушу, там не продам крышу, не разберу.
I understand that if I don't destroy my past,
как это перенести-то окружающим?
If I don't take apart my old home, how can I pass it to others?
These things you have to do within yourself. Nothing is changed physically. Just change things inside. When you internally break your previous kli, your will to receive, and you build, a new kli. That's in the 10. But speaking about material matters of this world, no, you don't change anything. Just leave things the way they are, you'll see them changing. We're advancing to such states that will change our entire life on all over Earth. But don't start inviting these actions out of your own brain the way you understand them now. No.
Javier.
Javier.
How does the goal of creation come together with that cause and effects? Because in the corporeal world, a purpose or a cause can be something contradicting. So how does it connect in spirituality?
Why isn't it the same in spirituality? There is a cause, a reason, and because it always comes from above, there is a purpose, only it's in potential. And as the right response for this cause, we have to develop this cause until we reach the goal, the practical goal, in practice. There's nothing new. It's only that we, by our efforts, we open a light that will shine upon this cause, making it the goal.
You add them to one another.
Yes, of course. In every goal, there's a cause, and this cause sustains the goal. It emphasizes it. It shows it more. Yes, you are right.
Thank you.
You too. Salt Lake City.
What do we want to imitate, to become? Like the light, you mentioned the man should be like light, get the quality of light, or to be like the emanator, the source of light, the giver of the light. What's the difference? Thank you.
No.
No, we can't be like the source of light. We're only the created beings. We're receivers, but what we can do is such actions that by them the light will shine and reveal itself in these connections, in those desires that we prepared. This is our work. All in all, we're the created beings, and we only make the connection between the light and the will to receive. Both the light and the will to receive both come from the Creator, and we make the connection between the two. That's all.
Latin, canere.
Well, it's Latin, I guess.
Querido Rab. ¿Cuál es el propósito?
Dear Rab.
Amigos que critican el trabajo interno en la escena.
What is the purpose that there's friends that criticize the inner work in the ten? Why do we get such a state?
It's for us to better organize the connection between us, to be more unified. Work on it. Work on it so that everyone will understand what they should do. Talk about it more. Don't argue. But understand what the words mean, what it says. That's all.
Moshe.
Moshe.
We are going to continue in the second reason, cause and effect that stem from itself. Two is the conduct of cause and effect related to the source's own attribute, which is unchanging. Take, for example, a stalk of wheat that has rotted in the ground and arrived at the state of sowing many stalks of wheat. Thus, the rotten state is deemed as source, meaning that the essence of the wheat has stripped off its former shape, the shape of the wheat, and has taken a new quality, that of rotten wheat, which is the seed called the source, which has no shape at all. Now, after rotting in the ground, it has become suitable for robbing another form, the form of many stalks of wheat, intended to emerge from that source which is the seed. It is known to all that this source is destined to become neither cereal nor oats, but only equalize with its former shape, which has left it, being the single stalk of wheat. Although it changes to a certain degree in quality and quantity, for in the former shape it was a single stalk, and now there are 10 stalks, and in taste and in appearance. Two, the essence of the shape of the wheat remains unchanged. Thus, there is a conduct of cause and effect here ascribed to the source's own attribute, which never changes. Thus, cereal will never emerge from wheat, as we have said, and this is called the second reason.
Now, this is clear to us, right? Now, we see this in life, as he says, that if there is a reason, a cause, this has to become rotten. And out of this, there is a result. You can say from one grain of wheat, you get 10 grains, etc. But what's the main thing here? When it becomes rotten, where every previous state, in order to give birth to the next one, it has to be off, it has to die. And then from it, a new state will be born. Questions, Africa?
Yeah, Rav, thank you. We see that this law is pretty simple to understand from the example of the seed and how it has to rot to form a new form of itself. But our question is are there any practical examples we can engage in as a society to show the world that the law of cause and effect only brings us to higher states?
Law.
No, you can't. How will you show this to others? I have to reach, in my will to receive, I have to reach this decay in my will to receive. It has to die in my eyes. And instead of it, I reach a revelation of the new will to bestow. Only this way. It's not that it's gone, my previous will to receive. It's working in a different way on me as a will to bestow.
So there's pretty much no way of transferring this profound wisdom to the nations then?
Why not? Everyone shall know me from the smallest to the biggest. It is written, my house will be a house of prayer for all nations. The purpose of creation is for all. Where does he write about it? But all the different shapes and colors, everyone. What do you mean there is none? Even the still vegetative and animate, not only human beings, they will also merit a new degree, a spiritual ascent. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb. It's truly so. It's not that you can't imagine it. It's just that we have to see when we should explain this to them, in what way, not to do it against their desire. If all they know is to, if all they want is to know a little bit, so teach them a little bit out of love. We said today, this should be the cause of dissemination, of the outspread of everything. So you have to act with love. And as a result of love, and then you won't make any mistakes, and they'll accept it.
Toda raba.
Bevakasha.
You're welcome.
Tov, ma yesh lanu achshav?
Good. What do we have now? Well, focus group.
Ken, I have עוד שאלות מהאינטרנט.
Yeah, more questions from the internet.
You don't have much time.
Is that rotting example in order to bring the next degree, is that only on the vegetative?
No. On every degree. On every degree we need in order to receive a new desire upon the older one, we have to see the older desire as dead already. Rotten. Incapable of any correct usage.
Why is the cause and effect a law?
It stems from having the creator and the created being. If you have both, there is a causality. How these all these influences come from the creator to the created being. That's it? Okay, so we'll move on to info. I see he's sitting over there. Our friend, yes, with his face. His smile is wider than his face. So go on, tell us something. What's going on with us?
So, about the galaxy, we wanted to announce two announcements. The problem we feel in the last 3 days, we have a problem of the buttons turn on or not. We have a bug in the system, and we're trying to find what the root is in order to solve it. It's not that somebody's forgetting to push or something. There's a bug in the system, and I hope as quick as we can, we'll be able to solve it. So, it's under work. We need your thought of the whole world clear, so we can solve it quickly. Second, we wanted to announce that all the groups that will only have two friends, we won't be able to let them broadcast. Only from three friends and up will be people who can go live. Shai. Yeah, we'll hear Dima from Moscow now, that he will announce something. Please, Dima.
Today, in the preparation for the lesson, our friends from the Queens group prepared a question that held us throughout the lesson. Well, I'll remind you the question. How can we hold on to the spirit of happiness, gladness throughout the lesson? Give us practical advice. So now the Arvut team is inviting you all to do this action. Any friend who has this spirit of life and joy during the lesson, you can express it and give us this impression and be impressed from the friends. So we'll continue to express our impressions and to build this emotion in the connection between us, what we attained and advancing on the path and building the connection with the Creator, feeling that He is with us. This helps us advance to the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, the purpose of reality, bringing us closer to the upcoming Congress and the revelation of the Creator to the created beings in this world. 30 minutes of pure connection, translated to 3 languages. We're all expecting you all to come at 6 a.m. Thank you.
And after that meeting, we are continuing with our schedule, 10 a.m., Olin will broadcast with the Rav live, then from 10:30 to 11:30, our reporters meeting, 11:30 to 12, Gilad will continue with the Rav, and at 6 to 7, a Zohar lesson with the Rav live. 6 to 7, live Zohar lesson with Rav. And we'll go to Nigun.
Lie, lie, lie.